We are joined by the host of the NFL Red Zone channel. You can follow him on Twitter at Scott Hansen. He is back. Scott, great to have you on the show. Now, Scott, you and I talked back in April. Time has been such a weird thing this year. It feels like it was yesterday, but at the same time, Scott, it feels like it was a lifetime ago. How are you holding up these days?
Yeah. Hey, Jim. Good to talk with you again. I agree. Yeah, it does. It feels, depending on how you look at it, it feels like it's just flown by. I'm like, oh, I'm going back on the Jim Rome show today. Or it feels like, wow, it was a long time ago. I'm doing well, doing as well as possible. Thrilled, though, that it looks like as we speak today, as we speak this hour, that things are tracking in the right direction, not only for the NFL, but for sports in general. And you know what? After the driest spring and summer we've ever had in our adult lives in sports, we could be heading into the biggest banger fall of all time.
And wouldn't that be great? Scott Hansen joining us. Scott, I want to ask you about a personal note, if you feel comfortable talking about this. Last month, you shared the news that your father, Dick Hansen, had passed away from cancer. For those, and I'm sorry for your loss, Scott, I lost my father to cancer too also, so yeah. I understand. For those who do not know him, what was he like as a person, and what kind of an impact did he have on you?
Wow, yeah, that's a big question, and thanks for your condolences, Jim. I do appreciate it. You know how when people say, I'm overwhelmed by the response over whatever something you share publicly? I know what they mean now. I put it out on my Twitter feed and on my Instagram feed that my dad had passed away, and the response was unbelievable. And I tried to do on my Instagram story, you know, the little 15-second snippets you could put on Instagram, I tried to kind of encapsulate his life with some different snapshots. And Jim, for our audience, for those listening right now, people that know me from NFL Red Zone, they know my enthusiasm or my passion for the game and just the love of sharing in that with the entire country and the entire world since we're international. That passion for football came from my dad. It really did. He loved sports. He was in the media himself. He was behind the scenes. My dad was a photographer in the early part of his career, and he always, get this, my dad always wanted to be a sportscaster. That was his lifelong dream. But when he tried it as a young man in his early 20s, he got too nervous on camera and he would jumble up his words and everything like that. He went on to be a big success in business. He owned his own company. He was a self-made millionaire. He had a wonderful life. But the fact that I, through my career, realizing some of his dreams could bring him joy like that, a father-son bond already is pretty amazing, but that even added to the depth of our relationship. And he took such pride. Jim, I would get a text message from him. Hey, Scott, can you send me an 8x10 glossy autographed for, you know, Stanley? And I'm like, well, yeah, sure, Dad. I don't know any Stanley. He's like, oh, no, you don't know him. He was our server at breakfast on Saturday morning. And I can picture the way it went down. My dad would be like, oh, Stanley, hey, how you doing? You know, are you a football fan? Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Oh, are you an NFL Red Zone fan?
Correct.
That's my son, Scott Hansen. You know, he would do that. He would make friends with the guy so he could brag on me. And he was the biggest supporter of my career. So that's a long-winded answer about kind of how I became not only the man, but the sportscaster that I am. And I appreciate all the well wishes from everybody else.
It's a great answer and a great story. I'm glad you shared that again. Scott Hansen is joining us. Scott, you and I could talk an entire hour with you and never actually get to football. But let me jump in on some football because, you know, you love the sport. You've got a great passion for it. Let me ask you about Patrick Mahomes. And again, I was off for 2 weeks, so I want to get your thoughts on this. He signed an extension earlier this month. What was your reaction when you saw the size of that contract?
Yeah, the size and the specifics of the contract. Look, great deal for the Chiefs, but Patrick Mahomes lives Patrick Mahomes' life. So there are people and there are the blogs and everything else like there that said, oh, this is terrible. He could have gotten $200 million guaranteed in the signing bonus. Maybe he could have, but you know what? If I remember the specifics, I think if he never plays another snap, I think he's guaranteed around $140 million, right? Which we obviously know he's going to continue and probably continue to play great football. If he decided, guess what? That's enough for the guarantee that I need for my family, for my children and my grandchildren, that are going to be set for life, right? Generational wealth that he signed up for. And if I don't hold the team hostage for being the best player in the NFL, and I don't demand 200 and something million guaranteed, we can get Chris Jones' deal done. We can get other deals done. We can be viable as champion contenders for the next 2, 3, 4 years. If that's what he's all about, look, the guy's one of the most beloved guys in the NFL. Even if you're not a Chiefs fan, you have to respect his game. And a lot of people really like him, like his personality. So from that standpoint, great deal economically for the Chiefs to lock up the best player in the NFL for over a decade, okay? And a great deal for Patrick Mahomes if his checklist was reached and it wasn't just about guaranteed money. I think it's a good deal. I have no problem with it.
I think it's a great deal. Scott Hansen joining us. And Scott, you've been around sports a long time. To that last point that you just made, can you think of another star who was so dominant yet so well-liked at the same time?
Yeah, you know what? I actually asked this question in the NFL Network newsroom about two-thirds of the way through the season. It must have been November or December last year when Mahomes was back from the knee injury. And when Lamar Jackson was tearing up the league, I said, look, these guys are probably the two best players, two best quarterbacks in football right now. Has there ever been a time when the two most, the two best quarterbacks and the two best players, arguably, are the two most well-liked guys? Who's more well-liked? Lamar, just out there having the fun that he has and the joy with which he plays and the way he handles himself and the dual threat nature of his game, or Patrick Mahomes, who seemingly never takes a misstep either in a microphone at a podium representing the franchise, representing the NFL, or on 3rd and 12 when he's got to make a play to Tyreek or somebody deep downfield. The NFL is in amazing hands with these two guys and players like them, not only playing great football, but representing themselves and their teams so well.
Scott Hansen, host for the NFL Network, joining us. All right, so Scott, what do you think is going to happen? For instance, I mean, it's anybody's guess, but as somebody who played the game at a high level, how do you think the start of the season might be impacted by having a really unusual training camp and then no preseason games at all? Is there a chance that some teams and players are going to be really rusty and slow to start? What are your expectations?
Yeah, this might get me in trouble, but I think with no preseason games, and I'm guessing that practices, which are already throttled back from when you and I grew up in the 80s and 90s and even the 70s when practice was all, training camp practice was all about banging and two-a-days and getting after it and hitting and contact. The first couple of weeks of the regular season, and I'm still very hopeful that we do go the first Sunday after Labor Day as we're scheduled to, I think it could be some rough looking football, not necessarily Pro Bowl level football, but I think it could be some bad tackling, some bad blocking. But you know what? I think everyone involved, including the fans, would say, you know what? If it's between that and staying in quarantine and not seeing football early September, sign me up for let's work out the kinks in week 1, 2, and 3. And let's play 16 games in playoffs and get to a Super Bowl in February, I would sign up for that. I think it could be some bad football even fundamentally in the first couple of weeks, but we'll take it if the option is nothing.
Right. If they're safe, if the time is right, then bad football is better than no football for sure all day long. You know, you're dialed in, Scott. I could ask you about any of the teams in the league, but let me ask you about the Arizona Cardinals. They're fascinating to me because you've got the arrival of DeAndre Hopkins. You have the growth of Kyler Murray. How good can they be and how tough is that division overall?
Well, right when you asked that question, I was like, well, let me start talking about the division,
right?
Because you could argue that the NFC West not only is the toughest, you could argue it's the toughest division in football. You can argue every team in that division has a legit shot at winning the title, right? So the Cardinals, what, finished last in the division last year, but they're tracking. I think Cliff Kingsbury surprised me. I think he was a better rookie head coach than I thought he would be. Kyler Murray showed in flashes and chunks why he was the number one player in the draft last year. DeAndre Hopkins adding to it, Fitz saying he has one more year at least left in him. This could be a potent offense. And when you're talking about Arizona playing San Francisco twice and Seattle twice, and the Rams, when they're scoring well, we are going to see some 35-31 football games in division battles in the NFC West. I would not be shocked if you and I are talking towards the end of the season and we're talking about the Arizona Cardinals as like a double-digit win type team in that wild card race. I still personally would not pick them for the NFC West title, But I think they'll be in the thick for a postseason spot come December.
Right. Scott, let me ask you something. I'm a big process guy. I'd love to hear what people say about their particular process for whatever they're doing. We're less than 8 weeks away from the season premiere of the Red Zone Channel. What kind of preparation are you doing right now?
Yeah, you know, with not much football action or transactions going on, it's still kind of the same process, dialing into all the roster changes that have gone on, making sure I'm old school, Jim, and I don't know if you are or not, but I'm old school. I go buy preseason football magazines. I find a newsstand in Los Angeles where I live, and I like buying the magazines. Even though websites are updated with more current information and whatnot, I love the feel and the look of a magazine in my hand. So I go through, okay, all the draft picks, am I dialed in on those? All the off-season movement and free agency, any other wild moves or coaching changes or anything else, am I dialed in? Once we get into training camp, which it looks like as we speak now, it looks like every NFL player will be in camp by July 28th, right? A week from now. So once we get into practices or whatever practices look like, follow all the injuries, everything else, and then that week leading up to the debut of NFL Red Zone, which is September 13th. I should know that, but I had to think about it for a second. That first Sunday, it's just light the lamp and let's get to 60, 70 touchdowns in 7 hours of commercial-free football.
So, Scott, when you grab those magazines, is Lindy's magazine still a thing?
I am looking at a Lindy's Sports Pro Football Preview right now as I speak to you. Now, I'm in Los Angeles. You know, they do the regional covers. So we got both LA teams here in the regional issue that I got, Aaron Donald and Joey Bosa on the cover of this one here. I realize the information is not the most cutting. They got to put that in and go to press probably a month ago or weeks ago, but I still love the feel of it. And I'm sure some of your audience out there is still like, you know what? I got to get my Lindy's, my Athlon's, my Sporting News, whatever version you like. I'm old school.
Athlon's great. I've got another one for you. You want to really throw it back? You want to go old school? Like when you think about guys like my guy Daniel Jeremiah, even Mel Kiper, these guys were all great, but even they would have to tip their hat to the legend, Joel Buschbaum. Did you used to read him back in the day?
That's an old school name right there. You know what? He's not still going, is he?
No, I don't think so. He passed, but he was something. He was the original and he was well respected by guys, even in the league. I used to put him on the show back in the day, Scott, when I got started. Boy, that was something.
Sure.
That's really throwing it back.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this really quickly. When you first started with Red Zone, when did you first hear that the Red Zone was being developed and what was your reaction when you heard that news?
Well, so, okay, a couple things. One, And this is always educating an audience here because everyone loves Red Zone, but I think some people are still not dialed in that there actually are two Red Zones, okay? NFL Red Zone, the one that I host, is the one that the majority of the people watch. But there is another channel called the Red Zone Channel, which is only available on DirecTV. Andrew Siciliano, an excellent broadcaster, is the host of that show, but you only get it if you have the Sunday ticket package on DirecTV. NFL Red Zone, hosted by Scott Hansen, is seen everywhere else in the country and everywhere else around the world. So when it was in development, the Red Zone channel had actually been on the air for a couple of years, 2 or 3 years, and I had heard that the NFL was going to develop their own Red Zone channel. And I called up the executives at NFL Network. I was already a reporter at NFL Network, but I said, who you got to host that thing? And they said, we're looking at people. And I said, is my name on the list? They said, yep, your name is on the list. And they brought me in, you can appreciate this, Jim, for an audition. And TV auditions are usually 10 minutes long, right? You jump up on set. They want to see how you look, how you sound. Bada bing, bada boom, you're done. NFL Red Zone, because it's a 7-hour show with no commercials, stamina is one of the biggest requirements. So the audition, Jim, was 5 hours long.
Wow.
They put me in a studio. They queued up videotapes of a previous – this was in June, so there were no games going on. So they took a random week from the year before, queued up the videotapes to the kickoff of 9 different games, hit play on 9 different tape machines simultaneously, and said, talk. For 5 hours. And I rolled through it. I flopped, sweated through my suit thinking I was destroying my career. But at the end of it, they said, you know what, Hanson, we love your enthusiasm. We love your passion, your knowledge for the game. You're our guy. And the rest has been history for my career.
That is amazing. I've never heard of an audition like that, because there probably never has been an audition like that. He is the host of the NFL Red Zone channel. You can follow him on Twitter at Scott Hanson. As always, we covered a lot of ground, talked about a lot of different things. Scott, great to have you back. Let's hope we get the NFL back quickly and safely soon. And it's always good to talk to you, Scott.
Jim, next time we got to talk running of the Bulls again.
I meant to.
I posted that video for you on Instagram, which is still on there. If you go to my Instagram page, at ScottHanson1, my documentary of when I ran with the Bulls is out there. And I know that's a passionate thing in your heart, too.
I love it. I love it. I want people to see it. And yes, it was on my list of things to get to. And unfortunately, we ran out of time, but you have my word. I'll hit that next time. Scott, great to have you back.
Sounds good,
check
Jim.
It out, clones. You want to see it. He has run with the Bulls. And the video's up. It's great. It's something to see. When we come back, my thanks to Scott. I've got Matt Kenseth coming up next. Otherwise, I would have held him over, and we would have got to the Bulls. When your battery goes dead, everything could come to a stop. You don't want that.